Now, at this point, we have completed the sacred instructions and empowerments related with Karmakaju in the Dangwanzu context, in the context of Dangwanzu. And the Karmakaju, by definition, the main deity is Dorje Pamo, Vajravarahi, because it is the manifestation of the primordial wisdom, and all the methods are to realize the primordial wisdom. For that, then Vajravarahi is the main deity, beside Chakrasambhara and Jarva Jamcho and many other deities. And out of all the protector, then two arm Mahakala is the main protector, and the guru is Karmapa. So generally mentions in the ordinary sense, that common sense, that Lama Michu Doje means eighth Karmapa, and Yidam Doje Nanjurma means Vajravarahi. Nanjurma actually means Vajrayogini, but Vajrayogini is used also for Vajravarahi, but there's differences in Vajrayogini and Vajravarahi. Vajrayogini means Vajravarahi without the boar's head and without the khatranga, and that is Vajrayogini. And Vajravarahi is the full manifestation of the deity with the boar head on top of the crown and one side of the crown, and then the khatranga, the trishul on the in the left arm, and so that is Vajravarahi. But many times word Vajrayogini is also used for Vajravarahi, and word Vajravarahi is never ever used for Vajrayogini. So that way the distinction is quite clear. And although we say the eighth Karmapa's name there, it's actually the first Karmapa who is the, I wouldn't call it founder, because it doesn't make much sense. It is like a founder of a foundation, you know. But it is the Karmakaju lineage is the lineage of the first Jarva Karmapa Tusen Chenpa. So therefore, eighth Karmapa is also embodiment of the first Karmapa. So there's no differences between them. And then the other aspect of the Karmakaju is practice of Mahamudra. And Mahamudra, which covers everything, it actually starts with the 12 foundation. And 12 foundation, I wouldn't go in details because all of you know. The four thoughts to turn the mind away, the four greater foundation, and four conditions, etc. And so after that, the main practice is Shinne and Lakthong. Shinne, starting from looking at the solid pebble, piece of stone, round pebble, until the looking at mind with defilement and mind without defilement. And so all of that enormous amount, hundreds and hundreds of methods are there, and generally speaking, there's over 30 to 40 chapters there of Shinne, but actually there is hundreds and hundreds of them when you're really practicing it. For example, the practice of nine aspect to stabilize the mind. It is not like A, B, C, D, like up to nine. It is not like that. The first is like A. Second is like A become Ami. And the third is like Amitabha. Fourth is like prostrate to Amitabha. And fifth is like prostrate and become one with the Amitabha. So each one goes in a process of attainment rather than just nine blocks, and each one is just one kind of meditation. It is not like that. They all connected. And so this way it is very, very profound and very, very deep, needless to say. Laktung is based on Shinne, then Laktung, which is when mind is at Shinne in a calm state and remaining without thoughts and defilements or discursiveness, then Laktung in that state. As well as when the mind is moving and mind is in with the thoughts and all of that, then Laktung in that state, etc. There is enormous amount of Laktung practice, and then that will include 12 steps of Mahamudra, which is one-pointedness and free from all elaboration, and then same taste and no meditation, etc. until the state of great no meditation, that means where no one to meditate, nothing to meditate, and so remaining in it at all time and becoming it, so that is the final state of the Mahamudra practice. And so that is roughly describing Mahamudra. And there is a very important lineage description of the Kamakaju, which is known as Sungju Jupa, or it could be translated as a great union lineage. And sometimes it is also described as golden rosary. And this, in a superficial manner, described as the meditation of entire Mahayana. So there's different ways to say these things. Sometimes Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Sometimes Theravada and Mahayana only two. Then Mahayana is divided into Sutrayana and Tantrayana. So it is going according to these. Then if you go according to these, then entire Mahayana will be, the meditation practice can be summarized into three, which will be Madhyamaka, and that will be like a Sutra, and then Mahamudra, and Mahaati, that will be Tantra. It's not really correct way to say that, because if it is only Tantra, then it will not be Maha, you know, and not Mahamudra. It will not be Mahaati. It will be So-so Mudra. It will be So-so Ati. So Maha means inclusive of everything. Great means it covers everything. So now these three aspects of practice in unity. So that is a kind of superficial way to say it, interpret this. But it's really, what it really means is whatever is there to be in union, everything is in union. Whatever dualism is there, all dualism is non-dual. So transmission of that and realization of that, that is called golden rosary lineage or great union lineage and the lineage of enlightenment. And so with that, I think Karmakaju is roughly described. And this afternoon, the two of the transmissions will begin. That will be part of the Karmakaju, which is the branch of the Karmakaju lineage, Surmankaju and Nendokaju. There's a few of them, such as Jaltankaju, etc., but these are not here. And Surmankaju and Nendokaju, two of them specifically put here. So those transmissions you will receive this afternoon.